Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with breaking news. The SA Weather Service has upgraded its warning to level 5 in eThekwini and 4 other municipalities in KwaZulu-Natal. KZN is in the grip of another severe rainstorm this afternoon, with heavy downpours triggering widespread flooding across Durban. Forecasters earlier warned us to brace for damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours. Newswatch's Nokholo Mia says it's belting down in Durban. Several key routes in and around the city have been closed.
KZN is being hammered by heavy rain for the third time in under 2 weeks. Our traffic line has been inundated with reports of areas underwater. On the Bluff and Isipingo, some routes are swamped by flood waters. The M4 towards the old airport from Durban is affected. So is the M4 on the Prospecting Road off-ramp. A bank has reportedly washed onto the road on Foreshore Drive on the Bluff. In Durban, motorists are being warned of puddles near Umgeni Bird Park and on Riverside Road. Nokholo Mia, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Now, there are concerns that municipal services in the South Coast municipality of Rain Kunyeni are going to be under pressure again. Municipal workers affiliated with the union SAMU have downed tools for the second time over job grading processes. They've accused management of failing to honour agreements during discussions last month that sought to end an initial 3-month work stoppage. Here's the DA's caucus chairperson, Leon Gabade.
Well, all services are being impacted, and once again, the residents and ratepayers are the ones bearing the brunt of the anger between the workers and the municipality itself. So it's not only refuse collection that is affected, motor vehicle licensing, town planning, in some instances, electrical service provision. You've got areas such as account queries, rates clearance certificates, which impacts on transfer of properties that are sold or bought.
The SA Medical Association has urged government to act fast after USAID pulled its funding for HIV/AIDS programs in the country. Organizations received notices last week that funding will be halted permanently because the grants don't align with US policies. Now, South Africa is one of the largest beneficiaries of the US President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, which contributes around 17% to the country's HIV budget.
We can't keep crying foul over this decision, but we expect the South African government to prioritize the containment of HIV, AIDS and TB as a national emergency. Obviously, allocating emergency funding to sustain essential healthcare services would also urge government to secure other alternative funding mechanisms to replace this loss of US aid support and ensure continuity of services for the affected population, especially the most vulnerable ones.
SAMU chairperson Mvuyisi Mzukwa says government must also step in and support healthcare professionals who now face losing their jobs.
We could redeploy those skilled health professionals into the public health sector where, you know, their expertise remain really very critical.
A recap of our top story this hour. The SA Weather Service has upgraded its warning to level 5 in eThekwini and 4 other municipalities in KwaZulu-Natal. KZN is in the grip of another severe rainstorm this afternoon, with heavy downpours triggering widespread flooding across Durban. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.